with you.
Intimate Polishing is Ted.
Hey Ted, is Dave in by chance?
Dave, he just went home for today. Yeah, he had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, he's gone already.
Yeah, something I can help you with, or is it
Yeah, maybe you're able to help me. Do you help him out with the financials at all?
Somewhat, probably depending on what it is. Is it
Well, I'm calling
yeah,
in
as far as
regards. Sorry, what?
yeah, as far as a, like a final decision, that'd be him, but yeah, depending on what it is.
Well, maybe you could pass down a note for me for when he does get in, either tomorrow or something. I'm actually just looking to follow up with a pre-approved offer that we have for him based on some past financing he's done for TCF. Looks like it was for some equipment. And just kind of wanted to see where he was at in terms of, you know, how the business was going and whether he was looking to bring on any additional equipment or capital around there.
Oh, okay. Okay, is this a good number from the reach at, or is that?
Yeah, my name is, yeah, 858-381-4851. My name is Taylor.
Taylor?
I'm calling here from Bank of Cardiff, spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, is there also a good email I can reach him through?
You can try dave@ipsglass.com.
dave@ipsglass?
Right.
Okay. Well, how's business going on over there?
Pretty good. Pretty good so far.
You guys growing?
Yeah, it's been staying pretty busy. Yeah, staying pretty busy. Yeah, actually growing here
within
the past year or so.
Okay. What have you guys been doing differently that make yourself grow?
I'm actually just picking up more customers and stuff.
How are you guys doing
yeah,
that?
Picking up a lot more customers. And we got a couple of salespeople and stuff. And actually, that kind of, it's a... you know, I guess the word kind of gets around from other customers too, so they refer other customers. So it's been kind of picking up here lately. So
okay, you guys must be doing a good job over there.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what we can do here. I have a couple programs. You know, just like the TCF that he was working with, we do equipment financing as well. Has he ever talked about bringing on or replacing any equipment over there?
He's been looking into some couple different like mixers and stuff like that, and
okay.
Possibly maybe a spray booth down the road. So
okay,
yeah,
we can definitely help him out with that. I understand. Do you know if he's still working with TCF by chance?
That I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I'm not even sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The only reason why I asked is because, you know, a lot of people get put off at the fact that they think we're trying to replace their local banking connections, and that's actually not the case at all. We're actually just a private business bank, and we are more of a supplemental funding deal that offers programs other than what your traditional banks may offer. But, you know, there's the standard equipment financing like we do, like TCF does, but we have a match or beat policy. And how we differ from them is we're able to get you approval and funding within 48 hours. You know, I got a lot of people that I work with now that are looking to bring on equipment to take advantage of that Section 179 coming up at the end of the year for those tax write-offs, which is pretty important, you know, to facilitate
yeah,
the growth even farther.
Right.
Is he looking to, you know, besides the equipment he's looking to bring on, is he trying to grow the marketing endeavors or anything like that?
Yeah, he's actually trying to grow every day, but yeah. You know, trying to do a little bit different marketing and stuff like that, so.
Like different avenues?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and trying to get, you know, change our website and all that stuff, get that up and running. And
update it and everything?
Get that all updated and everything, so.
Okay. Well, another thing we can help them out with is we do working capital loans as unsecured cash. Would you be able to tell me, like, an estimate of what you guys did last year?
It was close to $1 million, I think it was.
$1 million?
About 100 and some thousand. Yeah.
Okay. So what we could do for him is if he got approved for this, he's a pre-approved right now for $250K, which for either equipment financing or working capital. But with $1 million in sales, we're normally typically able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off his, the $1 million and give it to him as unsecured cash, whether he wants to put that towards, you know, building a sales team or doing more marketing or paying for payroll or anything like that. We're able to give them, you know, anywhere from 100 to 150,000 typically. Yeah, and I think that could really help him out, especially if he's experiencing some growth here and wants to grow fast and leverage our money instead of his own to use his money, you know, in different, you know, focus in different areas, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, anyways, yeah, I was giving him a message or something. And like I said, if you want to email him and send him some information on that. And
yeah, once again, what was your name?
My name is Ted.
Ted, yeah. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, I'll wrap up an email here, kind of summarizing everything I said, you know, giving that offer over here. But, you know, we do a lot of business, like I said, at the end of the year. So if you're always looking to do something like this, you know, we do a thing where it's a simple one-page application with 6 months bank statements and a quarter invoice for that equipment. And if he got in that application, you know, like I said, we give him 48-hour funding. But what's important to know is that he can, you know, kind of do this, apply, and then see what the rates are. And then the offer is good for another 90 days, you know, just in case you wanted to shop around or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Well, so is it a better time to call him back maybe tomorrow if I can talk to him?
Yeah, probably tomorrow. You might be able to catch him like around 9:30 or so.
9:30 or so? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Ted, it was a pleasure talking to you. If you could let him know I called, I think I'll be able to help him out here.
Okay. Yeah, definitely will.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'll talk to him soon, hopefully.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ted. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.